Blog Talk Radio.
This is Eight Figure Business Coach Scaling Up to Eight Figures podcast number 47. Welcome to Scaling Up to Eight Figures. I'm your host, Victoria. Building an eight-figure business is intentional and not accidental. I equip entrepreneurs with business building skills to scale towards an eight-figure business or more. Each week, join me for proven strategies on positioning your brand, digital marketing strategies, leadership, system processes, and the mindset. Now, let's get started. I hope this is going to be as exciting for you as it is for me. So we've often wondered, is it skill or is it luck? If you talk to a lot of people, they'll say it's definitely timing. Timing that allowed their business to scale as quickly as it had. We've all heard of the stories of the entrepreneur that starts 1 year and the next year their business has scaled faster than someone that's been working on theirs for years. So do they have a better product, service, or is it their skill set, or are they just lucky? So running a business definitely means you have to wear a lot of different hats. And whether it's your marketing hat, your sales, or your people skills, I truly believe that 80% of it is skill and maybe 20% is luck. Because if you don't have the five areas that I'm going to talk about, I don't believe that timing is going to matter much at all. So when I look at the five skills that I've had to use and that I actually coach my clients on, sales is definitely a no-brainer. You have to have the skills when it comes to sales in order to run a successful business. And you must be able to market in order to drive customers to your business. So marketing skills are required to drive business to your business. And then sales are what's required to close the deal. So sales and marketing skills are a must. And I do not believe that luck plays a role in that. You may be lucky in timing when it comes to if something has just started like the internet did. The timing was fantastic. If you jumped on board when it came to the first social media sites like Instagram or Pinterest, a lot of people have been successful in the timing, but they still needed marketing skills to know what to say and what to drive the business to the marketing from the marketing part to their business. So once again, sales had a lot to do with skills in that. Planning. You must really, really take proactive steps in planning. Luck doesn't have anything to do with that, neither does timing, but planning is really, really important when it comes to skills. And a lot of entrepreneurs are not good at planning. They don't take into effect or into account where they are. They don't make decisions based on where they want to end up, the end game. They make decisions based on where they are currently. I always say one of the things you want to do is if you want to be an eight-figure business owner, think like an eight-figure business owner and not like a five-figure business owner, because the way you're going to think and the way you're going to move and the decisions you're going to make if you're looking towards an eight-figure business instead of a five-figure business are going to be totally different. Your mindset and where you are is going to be totally different in that area. I would say number three is communication. Communication, like anything else with sales, you have to be able to communicate to cultivate loyal customers, to charm your loyal employees, to charm your customers into coming back again and again, to court investors, and to increase your revenue. So it's very important that you have communication skills to do this. Luck has nothing to do with that. That's a skill set. You have to be skilled and customer focused. A lot of individuals are losing this battle on entrepreneurs are losing this battle when it comes to customer focus. With so much automation, internet, and just so much technology, the human skill of customer focus has really gone to the side, and it is something that a lot of businesses are losing the race with. One of the areas you can really stand out in your business is having fantastic communication and customer focus. I've done coaching sessions where I've clients on numerous occasions on differentiating their businesses with having customer loyalty and really emphasizing customer service. There are so many people in your market space, so many businesses in your space that you want to be able to stand out. And one of the ways you can do that is by having great customer service. And there are so many great books that are published on ways and why customer service still is king when it comes to customers, loyalty, and why they will continue to come back to your business. Once again, that is not skill. That's not luck. That's your skill set. So once again, that's not luck. That is your skill set when we look at that. Last but not least, you need to be curious. You need to be curious when it comes to actually having healthy curiosity in your business. You need to look into your competitors, find out what's going on, be curious with all the different areas that are possible in a business, and don't just limit yourself. And once again, this is not luck, this is skill. So when I look at the five areas, sales, planning, communication, curiosity, and customer focus, it all goes back to being able to have skill set and not luck. Luck does play a part in timing, and like I said, when I deal with my customers, I would say it assesses to 20% and definitely not any more than 30. And the rest has been led and leads to your skill set. So I would definitely say that when you hear these stories with individuals being lucky in pursuing their businesses, a lot of people don't know the background and they don't understand that it's skills that have brought them. They may have been working on this ideal for years before they actually became, as we think, lucky. When I've talked to my clients and done research, I've looked at, like, the young lady that authored Harry Potter. She definitely would make people think it was luck, but when you look at her story, she had to be persistent when it came to trying to find someone to publish her book. She had spoken to lots, I'd say over 15 publishers that turned her down. If that had only been luck, she probably would talk to three, and that would have been it. But talking to several, you know, over and over and over. When we look at the story of Kentucky Fried Chicken, the actual Colonel Sanders, he had driven around after age 65, and he had actually driven in his car, no internet, no emails, but driven from place to place to place to place. He had gone over to 600 different places before he was able to give his secret recipe and start his business. Was that luck or was that skill? As we can see, and we would definitely say, these examples have definitely been skill set and not luck. So make sure that you continue to be persistent and use areas that actually bring your core skills into play and not just depend on luck. I hope this episode was informative, insightful, and impactful. Make sure you join me next week for episode number 47 on ways to actually build solid marketing skills. That's ways to actually build solid marketing skills. Once again, this will go with skill and not luck. We love social media, so please visit us on our social media, 8-Figure Business Coach with Facebook, Twitter at 8-Figure Coach, and Instagram at 8-Figure Business Coach. Also, if you'd like to subscribe to this podcast, please subscribe below and leave us a comment on any subjects you'd like to have covered. And we also would like for you to visit us on our website at www.8figurebusinesscoach. Give us a call at 1-800-731-9005. And we also have free business resources that you can download directly from our website on time management, ways to scale your business. And our goal is, our mission is to teach entrepreneurs on how to scale their business to 8 figures with looking for an exit plan. We're all going to exit our business, whether it be through death, passing it on to our children, family members, or looking at someone to acquire our business. but we definitely want to work on our exit plan, and that is what our mission is. And our goal is to try to have you scale your business so that you're successful at actually exit plans, which leave your business into millions of dollars. So, until next time, I wish you much success. Bye-bye.